I don't doubt you. That you understood, I doubt.
And that's why I have questions.
Okay, that's because if you understood, you wouldn't have asked any questions.
Right, so now we have this list to clarify. So in some places, Rabbi Tendler focuses on the irreversible cessation of spontaneous respiration as death. And it seems to me, at least, that in other places, Rabbi Tendler was focusing on physiological decapitation.
That what?
Was focusing on physiological
decapitation.
Certainly. On physiological decapitation as death.
That's the lotion I use. Yet. I put that lotion into the field.
So there seems to be nafka minas between the two definitions, and my question was...
No difference.
In theory, I could have someone who can no longer breathe spontaneously on
their own. Physiological decapitation adds to respiratory death. Respiratory death occurs when the bottom of the brain is dead. The definition of brainstem death is total cessation of all brain function, which means the top of the brain too. That's the battle that's going on now of the slippery slope, that they want now to say the top of the brain is enough. I don't need the bottom of the brain. Let him breathe. If he can't think, he can't feel, etc., he's dead. Right? That's called cerebral death. When you say brain death, what you mean is physiologically he can't breathe, never again. In addition, he has no other brain function. All ability to respond to stimuli no longer exists forever. Never, repeat again, never in the history of medicine has there been a single case where that has been not the rule. Once declared brain dead in accordance with the protocol, not some idiot walks in and says, he looks dead.
There was a paper actually a couple of weeks ago in Critical Care Medicine.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
No, this was they tried to argue. They did a hypothermia protocol first. It was a little bit more complicated.
The guy was breathing. Yeah.
He wasn't. He stopped and he came back. It was interesting. So I can share with him thereafter.
If you don't do the brainstem protocol there, then you can make a mistake. But it never is a havamina. Unless the person lies, you can't. Brain death is a technical term, right? Everybody knows what it is. There's a protocol to follow, followed by apnea. Apnea is inability to breathe. But before that, you have to make sure there's no other. That's what the Rashi says, shochev kimes, then lay down to know whether he's dead or not. Then you check with adhotpo, check whether he can breathe.
So then just to as the definition itself then, so respiratory death is not the definition, it's the whole brain being dead.
I'm quoting you verbatim, the lotion and it occurs in every country in the world, this language. It's called neurological death. Total cessation of all brain function, including the brainstem.
So if we were to find that in any of these patients, parts of the brain were still functioning,
right,
Harry Tendler would claim that these patients are not dead.
Gotcha.
And even hypothalamic function, any function at all.
That doesn't follow.
What doesn't follow?
That doesn't follow. We said brain is determined, the brain orders things, responds to stimuli. Hypothalamus has nothing to do with the brain. The fact that we put it in the brain, that's an endocrine function. It has nothing to do with it.
I mean, it has thermoregulatory function as well.
So what? Not a brain function.
It really means that...
The brain function is response to stimuli. That's how it's been defined.
So it really means that one piece
this
is...
This nonsense everybody's... I mean, you've
read... I'm just trying to clarify. That's all. Right. I understand.
It's irrelevant. I mean, it's been written already by all the neurologists. Like sometimes I just attended last Thursday a local conference on brain death there by the head of the neurology Harlem Hospital there. And he had a very nice, I copied his slides, very nice slides, nothing more than the protocol, how you determine brain death.
Right, in New York State.
And the Agabuch, he mentioned there that no neurologist would classify hypothalamus as a brain function.
So
it's in the brain, does mean it's a brain function. Brain function is response to stimuli. That's what the Rashi said. Shochet kemes. She'ein what? No, there's no tenua, there's no movement. That's all it says. Don't say anything about hypothalamus.
So Rabbi means that he's shochev kemes, that's that all the brain functions have ceased, there's no response to stimuli. And then also, then also he sees he can't breathe anymore. That's bodegat chotmo.
Also what?
Also bodegat chotmo. He doesn't breathe anymore. Those are the two things that you need in order to declare.
Yeah. Okay. And then.
Are you not aware that there are cells in the body?
Of course, I continue days after we bury the body.
Okay. Then what is the other definition to use other than brain death? The other definition to use is you're going to assume putrefaction.
Chassam Sofer said specifically not.
And all the cells are next.
So in that same Rashi, the continuation of that Rashi. So he's trying to explain if we find him milmata lilamala. That's where the machlokas is. So when you find him lamata lilamala from down up, so he says machlokas ad libo ad chotmo. He says why chotmo? So he says the zimnin de enchius nikar belibo venikar bechotmo.
What?
Zimnin de enchius nikar belibo venikar bechotmo. So it sounds like chius is nikar belibo also.
Feels that what?
I'm sorry.
What does that reveal at what?
That if his chius can be nikar belibo, so if someone's heart is beating, that's chius.
100%, because if it's nikar belibo, right, under the conditions there, then he's still breathing. Otherwise, the heart would have stopped already.
But I mean, today we have patients who brain dead patients who their heart continues to beat. But in a brain dead patient, the heart continues to beat, but they don't breathe on their own. So that would be a nafka mina. But
here,
because of the other...
Yeah, the problem is the ability to orient your thinking to biological facts. I use the term physiological decapitation for a reason. Because I cut off the head, the heart will keep on beating. Right? We did that a sheep experiment to show that. Therefore, the heart is not a factor in chiyus. The fact that you'll tell me a Rashi or a Chacham Tzvi, right, spoke about the heart, they didn't know what the heart does even. Therefore, we're not basing it on a Chacham Tzvi who thought that the heart is involved in respiration. Whatever you find that doesn't seem to match exactly biological or medical facts, that's the mitzvah of the time. We have to deal with what we understand. What we understand is that the heart is not a factor. If it were, every heart transplant surgeon would have a claim like Elisha or Elio, they're also Machayim Mason. They threw out the heart. The heart is not there anymore.
No, but I'm just confused.
The heart is in the garbage pail.
So Rivi understands that the...
And yet the man is alive. Why? Because the brain didn't die.
Rivi understands...
Once the brain dies, something happened, he threw a clot inside the brain and he's dead.
So Rivi understands that the Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is based on his knowledge of the science of the time, and Melo, we understand on a...
That reservation you have to make all the time, right. Of course. That includes killing a louse on Shabbos, a keen on Shabbos. By the way, it's a Chiyuv Misa today. Even though the Chacham said that he's potter. They didn't say he's potter because he's potter. They say he's potter because he's not Poro Verava. They give a reason for it. So my lice are different than their lice. My lice are Paravarava. They gave a reason for it.
And Rebbe would say the same thing about the Chasam Sofer, when the Chasam Sofer says, Mutal Kevin Domim, the Imbosum Defika, the Imacharkach, Batalanashima, and Lanul Devray Torasin Akadosa Shu Mace. So the Defika there is necessary only because of the science.
The Chasam Sofer just quoted the Chasam Sofer to support their position.
Right, everyone quotes a Chasam Sofer to support every position.
Right.
But everyone quotes a Chasam Sofer, both positions. So
you know that, all right.
No, so I wanted to know how everybody understands it. That the same science, the same true for Rashi.
The Chasam Sofer required a cessation of the pulse because that was according to the science of his time.
why is that reservation not automatic?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's not. I just want to make sure I didn't see that specifically. I wanted to check.
Right.
Then I had two questions from Igris Moshe, if I may. So there's an Igris Moshe and Yeridea Beis Kuf Mem Vav. Where he says the following. It's to Rabbi Golovsky. And he says,
Alpha P show no shame, it says.
Well, that's the beginning. But then in the next page, he says like
this. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about a someone cerebral death,
right, but
not
then,
brain death.
Certainly. But then he says like this. If im came b'misha roin alidei ha-electric radiogram, sheyesh lo ezechius, haray al ofen zeh lekashuv afilu rov lo marashu meis, vu like a miut leka, v'hu achai mamish af she'enu no shame.
Yeah.
But af she'enu no shame.
What do you mean?
He says he's alive because of the electric radiogram. Af she'enu no shame. He's
again,
intubated.
There is no such mitzius.
He's an intubated patient, I thought. He's on a ventilator.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a patient on a ventilator, I'm assuming. So he says if there's a simen chiyus by the electric radiogram, hu achai mamish af she'enu no shame.
There's no such mitzius by a brain dead patient.
I can put him on an intubator. I can ventilate him.
But then there won't be no electrocephalogram if the brain is
no,
dead.
Not an electrocephalogram, an EKG.
Which one?
An EKG, a heartbeat.
What is it?
Sure. Electric radiogram. And here he's referring to the electric radiogram. He's talking about an EKG, not an EEG.
Yeah. You know what I'm working with this? Remember that what we discussed here? What case would it have to do with? With the Barnard case that we were discussing.
Rabbi Golevsky wanted to tie enough if I could only see that he's alive. So
no. Don't remember what the case had to do with the Barnard case. I don't remember seeing this. Okay. I remember the case. When he said LP Shane on the no shame there, that refers to moments of life. After in a no shame, way he says in the tshuva on brain death, is 20 minutes, you have to show they just breathe for 20 minutes. There's no such case, 20 minutes where you'll have a cardiogram that works.
I mean, they're all relaxed.
What's ain't a no, to find ain't a no shame. Well, not he didn't breathe in between breaths. He didn't breathe for 20 minutes. There's no case, doesn't exist a case where if he doesn't breathe for 20 minutes that the heart should keep on.
Right, no, so let's say a polio victim who's on the ventilator.
So?
So he's not breathing on his own, or Lou Gehrig's disease or something like that.
How do you forget what you said before? Shochev kemes?
So he's not, no, so.
He's talking, he's walking.
So let's say he's unconscious. So
again,
because he's responsive to stimuli,
will he respond
not
to the protocol of
because the brain still responds to painful stimuli, so therefore he's not.
Now he mixed up the two.
Okay, so that would apply in this case also.
Right.
Okay. Then there's another difficult.
You learn ain't a notion, but you're trying a second he didn't breathe.
No, a ventilated patient.
So he said in the other tube, you have to wait 20 minutes. He said 15 minutes. We wait 20 minutes to show the ain't a notion.
Right, so I thought it was talking about a ventilated patient, but
huh?
Rebbe's saying that if he responds, it's not b'chai gavn that he's responsive to a stimuli.
You have to. He says, "I'll be shame or no shame." How do you lay the no shame? You got to stop the ventilator for 20 minutes.
Okay. And there's a separate.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, sure.
There's
a separate difficulty in this tshuva.
Yeah.
Where he says that it seems to be possible to breathe without a heartbeat.
I'm sorry.
Rav Meisha seems to say that it can breathe without a heartbeat.
didn't understand how.
I just don't know. I think that's what he's saying. It sounds like that's what he's saying, and
it's
I don't know.
It's not a pasuk in the Torah. And it's
no,
not,
okay.
It's not a Mishnah, but yes, show me any what you say.
Sure.
What?
It
doesn't mean, yeah.
Defika.
Which one? Yes, what is he saying?
He says the lave has an avoda and has a defika.
No.
When there's no defika,
no,
I could still be alive.
No. There he's referring to the electrocardiogram. How do you know that the heart is dead? The electrocardiogram shows that it's dead, right? That's what it means. But the ulas halev means is potential to be able to beat. So if the potential is shown not to be there, then it does not. The fact that it's not beating doesn't mean it doesn't have the potential. Why? I can shock it back to life in electrocardiogram determination. You know where it's up to. That's totally safe. That's not an inaccurate statement.
Just along that lines, not brain death related. I was curious to Rabbi Tendler's approach to donation after cardiac death.
To which?
Donation after cardiac death. It's where the patient's not brain dead, but they're terminally ill, and what they'll do is the person's unrecoverable, irreversible, but not brain dead. And so what they'll do, the family wants to donate the organs, but nebuch the patient's alive. So they can't.
I've written on that, and in fact, my presentation that's on the YouTube, wherever it is, there has that thing where I pointed out that cardiac death is double murder.
Definitely, cardiac death should be
called cardiac death. What they're referring to is 70 seconds.
In the children, yeah. It was right. 72 seconds.
70 seconds. They take the heart out, then they shock it back. But really, everybody, I know practically every transplant surgeon in America today. I've been in contact with it. I just said this one election. They just sent me a lovely note thanking me for, et cetera. Anyway, I know nobody who'll do a cardiac death determination today.
So now the UNOS, the United Network for Organ Sharing, is trying to push any American Cardiac Association, American Heart Association, that they should do this after 5 minutes. That there should be a 5-minute wait in adults.
Playing games. It's no difference. If the heart was able to be restarted, then it could have been restarted in the same fellow before you took it out.
So Colesman, that it's potentially restartable.
That's what I make reference to the slippery slope.
Right.
That's what people are tightening. That we open the door for them to play games, but it's not so. The accuracy of the definition there is what determines whether it's brain death or not. If you do it accurately, it's brain death. Period.
So they don't even care if the patient's brain. They're not even testing for brain death.
In all those cases, the man is responsive to stimulation to everything.
Yeah. So Rabbi Tendler would then say that as long as the heart is potentially could come back, even if it stopped, now the man's alive. I mean, it's obvious, but I thought it was obvious, but apparently a lot of these ethicists out there don't think so. So I just crazy.
Listen again, a little bit better orientation on what's happening in our world today. You ever hear about open heart surgery? Okay, what's open heart surgery? What's the key to open heart surgery?
We have to stop the heart, otherwise you can't do it.
Right. How long? 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes.
Could be more
hours,
even.
As long as the poor guy.
As long as the machine, the.
And the blood is being circulated.
Right, the blood is being circulated.
Right, by a heart-lung machine. That heart, is it dead or alive?
I thought this was an obvious point. Some of the ethicists disagree.
No,
so
that the heart is perfectly alive. Why? How come it stopped? Why is it start up again?
Because it wasn't dead. I mean, it's possible it wasn't dead.
Well,
it's possible that it wasn't dead.
But why? Why not? Why didn't it die?
Reversible.
I'm assuming because the oxygen is still.
Why is it reversible?
Because the oxygen is still being supplied by the oxygen is still being supplied by external
source.
How's
the heart? How's
the bypass machine?
The heart is not connected to the oxygen.
I mean, it gets there.
The brain.
The heart is being is cut open.
Mm-hmm.
They're replacing an aortic valve.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't it die?
I'm assuming the cells are still connected somehow, otherwise the cells are necrotic.
Yeah, the hot lung machine is doing it, but certainly wherever I'm cutting, there's no blood reaching the other side of what I'm cutting. I sew it together, then it'll come back again. Why does it work? It's a little piece that you're missing. Because its temperature is 70 degrees.
Right, it's always the temperature, right. So the necrosis takes longer.
I cite the case of this pilot that was underwater for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why? But the temperature of water was 70 degrees.
And the cardioplegia is usually ice cold.
All the statements apply to 98.6 degrees, to normal temperature. That's all the rules. At less than temperature, the oxygen needs of the anoxia is what kills the nerve cells. Heart cells are not that sensitive, and finger cells are less sensitive. Okay?
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Otherwise, I have to go change my...